Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tapped Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 23rd. Running late here this morning. The grains are strong again today. May corn up 6.5 cents at 555.5. May wheat up 7.25, 634.5. And May beans up 16.25 cents at 1433.5. The oil is up again, 71 ticks. But it's a full penny off its highs. Made a contract high at 58.25. Broke down to 56.45, back up to 57.07. So right now we're up 68 ticks. Meal is up 570, back over $400 again. So the choppiness and the volatility continues. One day the charts look terrible, the next day they look great. So, you know, I think we're going to be in this choppy pattern here until we get to the reports next week. Crude oil is down $1.74 a barrel, but it's a dollar off its lows. The dollar is strong. It's up almost a half a cent at 92.22. The bean oil obviously been the leader here. Two things are going on. First of all, we've got Chinese bean oil stocks at the lowest levels in 3 years. And we've got this new green initiative by President Biden to use veg oils and work that into the energy complex. So there's been strong demand for oil, and production hasn't been great, but it's going to be improving with palm oil. And you know, how high can we go? Contract highs are around 70, 71 cents. Historic highs are 70, 71 cents in the bean oil. I don't see any justification to get there right now, but it's incredibly strong. The dynamics of the market may have changed. The demand might have changed for the bean oil with the president's initiative. So right now the oil's got everything going for it, but it's always hard to trust a bean oil, a bean market led up by the oil. We saw, you know, the Kansas crops in better shape, Oklahoma in better shape. So I think, you know, around the world we're seeing bigger crops, but it's not being reflected in the prices here today with you know, Chicago wheat up 7.5 to 8 cents here. The oil at one point looked like it was going to put in a spike down on the charts. I think we left a small gap. Let me check that real quick. Yeah, we left an 8-tick gap on the charts from yesterday. Bounced off of that a little bit here. If we go down and close under the gap, that may be it for the oil for a while, but you know, certainly looks good out here for the time being. Weather around the world again looks pretty darn good. Australian wheat looks like it's gonna have a pretty good growing season. Everything seems to have improved out here, but the market today wants to be higher, so something's going on. We didn't see any exports this morning. One has to question the Chinese-American trade agreements with the U.S. putting sanctions on two Chinese officials. But it's had virtually no effect on these markets out here. The corn's gotten back 6 out of the 8 or 9 cents it lost yesterday. We'll see where we close here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.